the end of the month to file an appeal with the Supreme Court over a ruling that once again shot down its tax-exempt status. Officials with Provena Covenant Medical Center say they plan to do so. They claim an appellate court ruling ignored the facts and impugned their good name. Last month, that court overturned a circuit court decision that restored the tax exemption. Provena has paid more than $6 million in disputed taxes since Champaign County ruled that the hospital didn't provide enough charity care to be tax exempt. Provena Covenant's board chairman Cody Sokolsky says the hospital has never turned down a needy patient for charity care and doesn't plan to, even if it keeps paying property taxes.
Regardless of the ruling going forward, we will never, ever shrink from our mission or our dedication to it. It just, as if you were doing your family budget, if you were short a certain amount of money, it just makes it a little bit harder, and that's what it will make, but we will continue to provide health care for everyone who needs it.
Provena Health's Director of Ethics, Father William Grogan, calls the tax exemption controversy a threat to all hospitals that want to keep providing care for the neediest patients. A state agency seeking to improve how Illinois cares for people with developmental disabilities took its proposal to Champaign last night, and several people with disabilities and their family members spoke in favor of the seven-year reform plan backed by the Illinois Council on Developmental Disabilities. One of the speakers was Vicki Nicewander of Muhammad, whose daughter Anne has Down syndrome. Anne was recently approved for a new state program that lets her choose the support services she needs to live at home and work in her community. Nicewander says that ought to be the norm for helping people with physical and mental disabilities in Illinois.
But we are tied, very strongly tied, to that institutional system. Large institutions, large group homes, isolated settings where people who have disabilities have to go to live, to work, and to recreate, and not being able to be included in their communities where they live.
Nicewander endorses the council's seven-year plan that would provide care for more people with developmental disabilities and shift much of that care from large institutions to community-based services. Critics of the plan say it ignores people whose disabilities are so severe they need an institutional setting. But Council Executive Director Sheila Romano says that with the right support services, anyone with a developmental disability can live on their own terms as part of the community. Romano hopes to see lawmakers pass a resolution endorsing the reform plan during the fall veto session, but she says the public needs to let lawmakers know they support the proposal. This week, the Illinois House will consider a concept that's been on the table since 2006, leasing the state lottery. As Amanda Vinicky explains, Illinois is no longer alone in that pursuit.
Illinois started the debate on selling or leasing the lottery. Since then, a half dozen other states have looked into it, including neighboring Indiana and Michigan. Arturo Perez is a budget analyst at the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says states have had a hard time raising enough revenue to pay for their spending priorities. That's progressed as the economy worsens. He says voter sentiment means states are also having trouble looking to traditional methods of raising more money, namely raising taxes.
So states have started to look at alternative means or creative means of raising state revenue. The state lottery falls into that category in that it is not a tax, but it is a revenue-generating source.
Perez says it's the continuation of a privatization trend that began with Chicago leasing its Skyway and Indiana its toll road. But while many states have debated lottery leases or sales, none have gone through with it. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says if the city's transit authority is forced to raise fares this year, riders will have Governor Rod Blagojevich to blame. Daley is pointing at the free rides for seniors as a reason the CTA tightened its bureaucratic belt by another $40 million this week to lay the political groundwork for a fare hike and service cuts. Daley said yesterday the agency's financial woes can be blamed partially on the governor's veto of the state's reduced fare subsidy and his executive order mandating free rides for low-income people with disabilities. He said those problems were exacerbated by the Chicago City Council's decision to extend the freebie to active military personnel and disabled veterans. The governor's spokesman, Lucio Guerrero, says attempts to saddle the governor with blame for an impending CTA fare hike ring hollow at a time when CTA ridership and revenues are up. Chicago has launched a program called Notify Chicago, through which the city can text message emergency information en masse to people who register for the service. Mayor Daley made the pitch for the service yesterday, 2 days before the 7th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. According to the mayor, the city has long been able to send recorded messages to home telephones with information about emergencies. Daley said sending text messages to cell phones and devices such as BlackBerries marked a great step forward. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, and we check in with Ed Kieser.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're seeing some cooler conditions, especially highs in the high 40s overnight. But and rains will step back in as we see Ike centering in on the Gulf Coast in that area.
Well, we did have temperatures drop into the 40s overnight in most of the area. Here at WILL, 50 the low, the Water Survey 49, Willard Airport 48. Those are some of the official low temperatures from overnight. And in Illinois and Indiana, most low temperatures were around 50 at city centers, in some cases a little above, and in the middle 40s in rural locations. That's what